apparently colluded with Mr. Freddy Blaze's son to deny Labadi Beach Hotel that access to its beachfront. And they went to see some people they say they saw at the La Traditional Council and annexed that beachfront. Are you aware that Labadi Beach Hotel instituted an internal inquiry which, according to documents I have seen, confirmed that there was collusion? And that is why the joint venture agreement of 19th November 2019 was not respected.
But and, Mr. Blackwa, on the matter of collusion, I haven't seen the document. But if so, if what you're saying is true, why is Labadi Beach Hotel not taking action? And it's also bothers some people's reputations here that I can very vouch for, especially when the company has not taken any action. It's difficult to hold that as true.
You cannot say the company hasn't taken any action, because as I speak to you, the records will show that Labadi Beach Hotel has dismissed the managing director who engaged in that conduct. Indeed, the managing director, after his dismissal, is now in court demanding compensation of 40,000 euros.
Yeah, but he admits that he colluded, yes. And that is a serious allegation that is not proving, is it?
Look, these are matters that are supported by documents. I've spoken to insiders, I've spoken to the management, I've spoken to board members, I'm armed with court documents, I've spoken to former business partners who have spilled the beans, who have confessed to me. I mean, I am well grounded. You know how we carry out our parliamentary oversight.
Yeah, you may be, but I haven't seen the documents, and because you're on a radio station, I can only ask the questions, and when I can verify, I'll definitely have to make my input on the subject of people's reputation, especially when part of this is before the courts. And if I may ask you, have you received that suit that Freddy Blaze says he will slap against you, Jesse? We spoke to him earlier today. I wonder if you've received any notes from his lawyers.
I don't know why it's taking him so long. He gave me 7 days. It's been more than 2 weeks. I remember that when he served notice that same day, I dared him to go ahead. I mean, when you are armed with the truth, you fear no court, you fear no judge. I don't know why it's taking them so long. It's 2 weeks and counting. So I'm still waiting. And I know that at the end of any credible judicial process, I will be vindicated. The truth will be vindicated in this matter. Look, at the end of the day, state assets should be left as state assets. Politicians should back off. That is why I am sponsoring a private member's bill that politicians and politically exposed persons should stay away from state assets.
Yeah,
that is the principle.
And very quickly,
that is what this crusade is about.
It's about, like, very quickly, you know that organized labor is currently in this showdown meeting with President Akufo-Addo. Just before you came on, we were talking to Angel Carbon, who was giving us a lot about what they're going to say to the president, asking him to cancel. You share the, he was very optimistic that they will get the president to cancel. You share his optimism?
Well, I'm receiving intermittent reports. We were in touch before they went into that meeting at 4 p.m. Let's see how it goes. This is a very intransigent government. It shouldn't have taken this long for them to back out of this deal. So I don't have that kind of optimism that the respected Mr. Kabunu has. But let's see how it goes. We would have a meeting right after the meeting with the president, and we will be apprised. Remember that we embarked on that demonstration last week, the Hands of Our Hotels demonstration, with partners, traditional authorities, various labor groups, and various interest groups, and we are still keeping that coalition intact. And so we wait to see the outcome of that meeting. But really, the democratic thing to do, when thousands have poured out on the streets, when the overwhelming majority of Ghanaians have spoken, if truly this is a democracy, it is not some dictatorship, some autocracy, then the president will have no choice. I mean, these assets belong to workers. Workers say that they don't consent. Leave our hotels alone. I mean, you have no other option. And so I hope that the president will do the democratic and sensible thing in this matter and announce that he is backing of this transaction, which is a transaction not in the national interest. Look at all the revelations emerging now. Mr. Freddie Blay is saying that his son offered between $150 and $200 million, which tells you that the claims Nate had made all along, that the Honorable Brian Champong offered the highest offer of $61 million. Clearly, it's not the case. So even within the government, within the ruling party, you have all of these contradictions and the avalanche of constitutional breaches, legal breaches, the naked conflict of interest, the immorality, the unethical conduct. I mean, this is a deal which stinks to the high heavens.
Yeah, Ms. Okudia Blackwell, thank you very much. And my colleague is there for us at Jubilee House, keeping a close eye on that meeting. And MFR, we are looking forward to the outcome. Immediately that meeting ends, stay with us. We'll bring that to you here on Joy 99.7 FM. Just been listening to some Okudia Blackwell, LA head, the president of the National Association of Graduate Teachers. Still ahead here on Newsnight.
It's 4 days to the second edition of Joy News Impact Makers Award. Good evening and welcome to Newsnight in the next 45 minutes.
We are being affected because my wife is seriously sick and there's no doctor.
Looking at my mom's condition, we can't go home. Like, we are staying at Obuasi, we can't go home and come back.
Oncology Department of the Komfanochi Teaching Hospital continues to turn away referral cancer patients, following months of complaints about broken down equipment, leaving patients stranded and anxious about their health prospects.
We are waiting the supplier to indicate the receipt of the letters of credit. The assurance that they gave us was that once their partner banks notified them about the receipt of the letters of credit, they only need 3 days to airlift to us because they are sending it to us by DHL, by courier.
We have the very latest as the health minister promises an immediate intervention.
I heard the announcement today. I've not had briefing on the details. But my attitude is that every conflict or disagreement can be resolved. All we have to do is to pay attention and work on it. That's all I'll say for now.
Also tonight, minority bloc laying of legislative instrument to regulate the pricing of cement products in Ghana.
There is a reason for the pre-laying. And this House, by convention, has agreed that the subsidiary legislations, particularly in the form of legislative instrument and constitutional instrument, must go through pre-laying.
Also tonight, NDC flag bearer John Mahama revised promise to grant amnesty to convicted illegal small-scale miners as a spokesperson questions why they should languish in jail while politically connected individuals involved in Galamsey are not being prosecuted.
But this is the conversation that we had in the 2020 election.
Yes. So I'm not asking whether in 2024.
Personally, I think that if people are being banded together and thrown into prison without necessarily going before the law.
And in business, bilateral creditors to review terms for Eurobond debt restructuring as they move to ensure there's fair treatment for all creditors.
And in sports, the National Sports Authority denies authorizing the use of the newly constructed Boteman Sports Complex for religious activities after some University of Ghana students were seen holding a church service there.
And 5 persons killed, part of parliament set ablaze, sharp drop in internet availability and massive destruction of properties following weeks of protests over a financial bill that proposes tax rises in Kenya. And we have the very latest from the National Science and Maths Quiz for today. And now let's meet the freshest Alaji, who is pushing for recognition in Parliament.
We are the.
That's for the information of the House. The records would accordingly, Mr. Clark, should reflect the new names. Al Haj, you should make sure that it's properly reflected.
That and more is coming up tonight here on Newsnight. Yeah, you want to join us?
I'm waiting for the identity of this very well-known popular
MP.
I'll tell you
all about it. Stay with us. So you want to join us with your thoughts and comments, it's via WhatsApp 055-1111-997. I am MFR.
My name is Evan Spencer. Details of today's.
I send them. You get them. I get them. I send them.
I get them.
I pay them.
Telecell cash.
I get them. I take them.
Telecell cash.
You get them.
I send them.
Telecell cash.
I send them. You get them.
Telecell cash.
I get them.
I buy them. I take them.
I pay them.
I send them.
Telecell cash. Telecel Cash.
Experience the ultimate convenience of sending money on Telecel Cash. Sending money from Telecel Cash to Telecel Cash is free. You can also make payments to merchants on all networks. Enjoy best value and total security with Telecel Cash.
Telecel, connecting energies.
It's time to pray and pray again. Join us on the Mountain of Prayer at Stand in the Gap, 48 hours of non-stop prayer, brought to you by the Empowerment Worship Center and hosted by Global Lead Pastor and Convener, the Prophet Gideon Danso. Join the global gathering of prayer warriors, prayer addicts, believers, worshipers, and intercessors as we pray and travail for salvation, revival, healing, testimonies, and breakthroughs. Joining the Prophet Gideon Danso are seasoned and mighty men and women of God, the Reverend Ben Doku, the Reverend Dr. Robert Ampia Kofi, Pastor John Hanna, Apostle Paula White Kane, Pastor Matthew Thompson, Pastor Nathaniel Bassi, Pastor Victoria Orenzi, and Pastor William McDowell. Not forgetting Minister Sunmi Sola Agbebi, Minister Joe Metal, Ebuka Songs, Uncle Ato, Akesi Brimpong, and the Sound of Our House, EWC Live. From the 27th to the 29th of June, all roads lead to the Prayer Factory, the global home of EWC, located at Jawulu, next to the Allied Heights, starting 6 p.m.
There will be free buses available at select route.
By prayer, through prayer, and with prayer, your answer shall come. Join us at Stand in a Gap 2024 at EWC, where God lives.
In partnership with the National Theatre in Joy FM, Roverman Productions presents an original play by Uncle Ibo White, Takeover.
Hey, my boy.
Papa.
How are you doing today?
It is a battle, Papa.
You don't mean
because
it.
Because as the Bible says, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Really?
And if the flesh was weak in the time of Jesus when there was no infusible social media, slave queens, and side church.
Jesus Christ.
You can imagine how weaker it is today. But no fears because we have the covering, Papa.
You and misapplied Bible quotations.
Takeover. Shows on the 5th, 6th, 7th, 12th, 13th, and 14th of July 2024. Venue, National Theatre. Fridays at 7 p.m. Saturdays at 4 and 8 p.m. and Sundays at 1, 4, and 8 p.m. Rate 200 Ghana cedis. Buy your tickets via the Koba Shot code *365*535# and at all regular outlets. Sponsors Gino Tomato Mix and GCB Bank. Roverman Productions. Be the difference.
The luckiest. Luck is everywhere. Luck is everywhere, for everyone, yeah.
Doctors,
nurses,
barbers,
drivers,
bouncers,
friends,
teachers,
bankers.
You could be the luckiest, you could be the luckiest.
The luckiest. Luck is everywhere, for everyone, yeah. The luckiest. Luck is everywhere, for everyone, yeah.
Doctors,
nurses,
barbers,
drivers,
bouncers,
friends,
teachers,
bankers. The luckiest.
You could be the luckiest.
Many thanks for staying with us here on Joy 99.7 FM. This is Newsnight. I am MFAPA. We're doing this with Evan Spencer. Let's start from the Ashanti region.
Because my wife is seriously sick and there's no doctor.
Looking at my mom's condition, we can't go home. Like, we are staying at Obuasi, we can't go home and come back.
Sounds of frustrated relatives of referral cancer patients at the Komfu Anokye Teaching Hospital after they were turned away today by the hospital because doctors at the oncology department have shut down the department because of broken down equipment. The linear accelerator system used for radiotherapy services has been malfunctioning since October 2023, adversely impeding the diagnosis and treatment of cancer cases.
Well, today we've seen that the situation has left cancer patients stranded and anxious about their health prospects, while grappling with emotional turmoil brought about by the delays in receiving the much-needed care. First, Nanap Wachiyadom visited the hospital, and let's hear what he found.
Linear accelerators are used to treat cancer and most commonly used for external beam radiation treatments. The machine works by speeding up electrons to deliver therapeutic X-rays or electrons to a patient's tumor. However, the machine has been malfunctioning since October 2023, adversely impeding the diagnosis and treatment of cancer cases. According to management of the Komfanochi Teaching Hospital, the machine has been repaired but remains non-operational due to delayed access to a water phantom needed to calibrate the system. Dr. Yao Labi is the Deputy Medical Director at CATH.
This machine was down for some time, for some months. It needed a part. The part was procured and installed. Now, for anything, for some machines, you need to do what we call calibration. Because when you are going to give radiation to people, you need to know how much you are giving. So there's something we call a phantom, water phantom. And this phantom is not manufactured in Ghana or anywhere in Africa. It's something that you place an order for. So, and because it costs so much money, you need banks to communicate with each other.
Dr. Labi says the strike is unfortunate, considering efforts to secure a new machine.
Before the product is put on an airplane and flown to Ghana, all that contributes to make it difficult for you to say that on this specific date the product will arrive, and that has been difficult for us. It is unfortunate that our colleagues, a section of our colleagues in oncology, have taken this action.
Some relatives of cancer patients express their frustration and concerns.
It is affecting us. We have been affected because my wife is seriously sick and there's no doctor taking care of you. There's no doctor, so it is being affected.
They are saying their machine is not working, and I looking at my mom's condition. We can't go home. Like, we are staying at Obuasi. We can't go home and come back again. Like, it's a whole lot, so they should do something about it for us.
I mean, looking at the condition of your mom, she's even struggling to get inside the car.
Yeah, it's not helping.
It remains unclear when the doctors will return to work. For Joy News, Nana Bwachi Dankweyadom, Kumasi.
Well, this is happening at the time when the health minister, Bernard Okoboy, is touring the Ashanti region. And I want to bring in Nana Yaojima, who has been with him today. Nana, what has he been saying about this? Was he there at Komfanochi himself?
Unfortunately, at the time that the news broke, the minister was on his way to the Bekwai Municipal Hospital. So he was unable to come back to Komfanochi or come back to Kumasi and see how things are going at the Komfanochi Teaching Hospital. But per his itinerary, it's possible that tomorrow he will be visiting the mother and baby unit at the Komfanochi Teaching Hospital. But in an interview, he said he has heard about the situation and necessary steps will be taken to ensure that the issue is resolved.
A few weeks ago, medical laboratory staff went on strike. We used the lay down structures to resolve it. Today, as we speak, they've gone back to work. This was about a week or two ago. Conflicts or disagreements sometimes are part of the human nature or institution. Our job is to resolve them. All I'll say is that we'll continue to work to resolve these conflicts. I heard the announcement today. I've not had briefing on the details. But my attitude is that every conflict or disagreement can be resolved. All we have to do is to pay attention and work on it. That's all I'll say for now.
Well, we can speak now to Kwame Frimpong, the head of public affairs at the Komfanochi Teaching Hospital. Dr. Park Kwesi Abedu is Ashanti Regional Ghana Medical Association President, also joins us. Mr. Frimpong, thanks for time here on Newsnight. What's the situation tonight? Has anything changed? Hello, Mr. Frimpong, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, has anything changed since we last spoke to you today? With this
no, device? We have only sent a reminder to our bankers to notify the intermediary bank of the suppliers about the establishment of the letter of credit so that it can deliver on its pledge to send us the
equipment to be included after the notification.
So let me get this straight. This is about repairing the equipment you currently have for the cancer treatment. This is about repairing the equipment you have for cancer treatment at a facility. The broken eye equipment.
Yes, the equipment has been repaired.
Okay.
You know, we went through getting the PPE approval for sole person contract to the company that is responsible for maintaining it. This was successfully secured. Management then went ahead to sign a contract with the company that has a plant preventive maintenance contract at the cost of $10,000. That was successfully executed. The company sent down its engineers to come and repair the equipment. The equipment itself has been repaired. Unfortunately, when they finished repairing, they were going to calibrate it to ensure that it is safe to use on patients. That was who detected that a phantom machine, which is used for the calibration of the LINAC equipment, was also damaged. And so management had to go through a whole procurement cycle to get that equipment. Prior to that, we had tried to get our counterparts from Kolebu to see if they can lend, they can loan us their equipment. Because of the delicate nature of that equipment, they could not loan it to us. So we have no option to go through the procurement of a new one. It was not even in our budget because it was not anticipated that it would be damaged in the course of the year. And management managed to find $110,000. That's how management was committed to resolving this issue. It managed to mobilize $110,000 to establish a letter of credit to get a new equipment. So management has shown a lot of commitment in this area. And that's why we are surprised that our doctors should put down their tools. Because every step of the way, we have told them that in a series of engagements and meetings with them, directly between them and management, between the office of the medical director and the doctors concerned, and even between their management and the doctors, what is even baffling is that the main technical person helping management to put all this arrangement for a new water phantom is the chief medical physicist of that department. He is in the email that we received from the suppliers with regards to all the arrangements.
So the doctors are aware of the efforts that management had done to try and fix this problem. How much are we talking about? How much would it cost us to?
$110,000. No, that's how much it's going to cost us. Okay. And we paid that money. I don't know what else management should, what else management can do in this instance.
So
everything that management is supposed to do, it has done.
Okay, so
right from the
management
raised $110,000.
Yes,
to the release of funds for this equipment.
Yes, Mr. Frimpong. So the management raised $110,000.
Yes.
Okay, and is that the cost of the replacement?
The water phantom. That's the cost of the water phantom.
Okay. So when is it? When is it? If the money is available, when is it going to be available for?
If you release the money, the letters of credit have been established. You cannot establish the letters of credit if you don't have the money released to the bank. That is doing the letters of credit.
Okay.
And that debt has been shown to them.
Okay. So you've released the money now?
Evans, I'm saying that the letters of credit has been established, and the letters of credit cannot be established if you, the buyer, or the purchaser, you have not made the money available for the establishment of the letters of credit.
So that is what has
you
delayed.
Show them the evidence that that letters of credit has been established because management has made available $110,000. This was not really part of our budget for 2024. And yet management are trying to mobilize this money to get this equipment. And the evidence is shown to them that HOD has been involved in this arrangement. Their chief medical physicist has been involved in this. And they know it.
And let me bring in Dr. Parker Sibedu, the Central Regional GMA President, joins us. Hey, Doc, so you've had the interventions they've made. The letter of credit has now been established. Are you ready to get your members back to work?
Yeah, so Evans, good evening. Yes, I've been listening to Kwari, and I think this is just an unfortunate incident. And basically, I think, yes, enthusiasm. It shows you doctors are concerned about the patient we take care of, not just everything about ourselves. Yes, so yesterday we were called to this situation. Before then, we were aware. And we went to verify. In fact, myself, together with Dr. Michael Lee, who is the chairman of the Confederate Doctors Association, after we met with management, we went to the engineer who is spearheading this. And the LC letter of credit has been raised. We spoke with the rep of the company in Bulgaria, who also confirmed this one. And based on this, we wanted to meet our colleagues. And in fact, yesterday we met them. And I think this is unfortunate and it will be resolved soon. Okay. I think that's what I would say.
So when you say soon, yes, I mean, you know, lives are at stake here. Yes. How soon is this?
Soon, not the Jesus Christ coming soon, and it's over 2,000 years. This soon will be soon.
Tomorrow?
As I indicated, I think this is just misunderstanding. Yes, I can attest to everything the PRO indicated.
So the doctors are back tomorrow?
We are taking steps to resolve it.
Yeah, okay, the doctors are back tomorrow?
Evans, this soon, as I indicated, it's not the Jesus coming soon. This soon will be soon. So,
and, you know, I asked that obviously because for people listening to us right now who need that service, they want to hear you give them a fair timeline so they can rush and get the urgent care they need and lives are at stake here. So if you can narrow down what the soon means, tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, a week from now?
Evans will be, in fact, I was operating in theater. I just finished. My doctors wanted to see me. I think they called about 4 hours ago, but the procedure took about 6 hours. I just finished. I was about calling them to find out what the decision is when the call came in. So I sent them a message. I'll be meeting them at 8 p.m. today. And so after I indicated, soon will be soon, but I can't speak. You know, we are representing people, and we have to be sensitive to the plight of the patient, the doctors, and then everybody involved. So let me talk to them. As I indicated, they called back. I mean, my constituents called back. That was about 4 or 5 hours ago. I couldn't pick because I was operating. And I cannot issue a statement, give you a definite answer that tomorrow morning or the day before. But this, believe me, we will resolve it soon.
Well, Dr. Bedu, briefly though, just before we let you off, so listening to you, you mentioned that you agree with everything that Mr. Frimpong has been saying. Do you then agree that the action taken by your colleagues at the oncology department was unjustified?
I indicated we verified. And as I also indicated, I think there has been an issue of either miscommunication or mistrust. So yesterday, we had to take the trouble of verifying with the supplier from Bulgaria, who indicated that they have been told that the intermediary bank, and you know, they needed to use an intermediary bank. So Fidelity Bank used an intermediary bank. So that was done on Wednesday from what we were told. They are waiting for the intermediary bank to confirm, okay, that yes, an LC has been raised. So they will then inform the factory. In fact, they've informed the factory that thing is there. Once they get the money or the LC, I don't know much about this, they will send the thing down. So I cannot say this is unjustifiable. As I said, this is a misunderstanding which we are resolving.
Unfortunately, patients had to suffer for that kind of misunderstanding and miscommunication. That's the GMA president for the Ashanti region.
Well, if you're looking forward to building your dream home, there's one place you want to be at the EcoBank Habitat Fair. It's coming up this weekend. But there's also something happening in Parliament you also need to pay attention to because there's a debate right now about a law that will regulate the pricing of cement. The minority in Parliament, they've blocked the laying of this legislative instrument from the Trade and Industry Minister that will ensure that prices of cement very predictable. You can go and get one if you really want to build, like MFA is currently doing, and we'll be heading to the EcoBank Habitat Fair to get even more materials for this. And you'll recall, MFA, that a few weeks back, the Trade Minister, Katie Hammond, directed the cement manufacturers to reverse the decision to hike prices. This was the heat of the depreciation of the city.
Yeah.
Now, that decision was rejected by the manufacturers and the AGI. The minister's efforts now to get the backing of law is also facing fierce opposition in Parliament.
Well, the NDC MPs are demanding that the LI goes through pre-laying before finally being laid on the floor. More from the NDC MP shortly, but the majority leader, Alexander Afenyo-Markin, says the NDC's insistence on pre-laying every single LI is alien to the Constitution.
Mr. Speaker, this issue of if an instrument and the pre-laying would mean that we should engage the same committee to look at it before it is laid. Mr. Speaker, It adds up to nothing. In any event, any matter arising thereto can still be resolved, and when the document is properly before the committee will be seized with jurisdiction only if we lay and a referral made. Mr. Speaker, just for the avoidance of doubt, Article 11C, I will get there, with respect, I will get there. But let's state what the law says. And if we want to, because you see, Mr. Speaker, today you think that it's a comfortable route to use. But no, I've defined it, Mr. Speaker, I've been in this house not too long, but long enough to know some of the practices and conventions of the house. It is only constitutional instrument, especially from the Electoral Commission. I was here in this house, Mr. Speaker, in 2014, 2015, 2016. Not a single CI of the EC was prelaid.
Let me bring in my parliamentary correspondent now, joins us on the line. Apart from the insistence on prelaying the regulation, are they opposed to the substance of the law itself, Kweku?
Well, it appears a number of MPs do not even have an idea what exactly is in this detail, particularly because we know that when it comes to CIs and LIs, as soon as they are laid, they become law in 21, 15 days, whether or not MPs like it or not, unless they can marshal 2/3 of all members of parliament to rail against it and vote against it. It is for this reason that the minority say, put this before the subsidiary legislative committee. Let them study through it. Get the minister to also answer some questions before they can do that. Bernard Ahiafo has been leading this crusade on behalf of the minority on the floor.
Mr. Speaker, there is a reason for the pre-lay. And this House, by convention, has agreed that the subsidiary legislations, particularly in the form of legislative instrument and constitutional instrument, must go through pre-lay. It is all the constitutional imperative in Article 11.7 to the effect that when the document is laid, you can't even cross T or change a dot unless you have 2/3 majority to annul it. Mr. Speaker, we all know this is a delegated function, subsidiary legislation. Mr. Speaker, the Supreme Court in various cases upheld that once the document is laid, you can't do anything about it until you have 2/3 majority to annul it.
And that's there, just a bit of the debate in Parliament on this particular matter. Let's bring in Dr. Dorsing Amwa. He's the CEO of the Chamber of Cement Manufacturers, joins us now. Thank you, Doc, for your time here on Newsnight. Where do you stand on this proposed legislation?
Good evening, sir. Is the question directed to me?
Yes, please, Dr. Dorsing Amwa.
I don't know anything about it. I don't know anything. You have actually made me aware of a legislative instrument which was attempted to be passed in Parliament. And none of our members, I represent, that is the chamber represent all the cement manufacturers in Ghana. You're talking about 12, 13 manufacturers. It is a chamber, and for that matter, association. What you are telling me now this evening, speaking confidently and on behalf of the members, is that we are not aware of any such instrument. Absolutely not aware.
Okay.
I can't even tell you what is even, what is the content, unless you brief me. What is it? What is the minister up to? I don't understand. I can't even follow it.
At least now you've heard you have the voices from Parliament. There's a debate there about laying this legislative instrument. Now that you know it's something that the minister is pushing, what is your approach going to be?
Please, what is he pushing? I'm sorry, please take your time and let me know. I don't want to comment on something that I am not privy to, which I don't even know. I know of a directive that some time ago, about 3 weeks,
which you fought. Which you didn't like, that directive that you rejected.
Okay, is it the same directive that he wants a legislative instrument?
This LI will regulate the pricing of cement on the market.
Oh, this is news to us. Unfortunately, like I said, we don't know anything about it. And with my common knowledge in legislative instrument, don't you involve stakeholders before it gets to Parliament? Don't you involve stakeholders in the process.
I mean, but we must certainly regulate the prices of cement, should we not? I mean, considering how erratic the prices have become on the market, everybody's imposing their own price. Is it time to do that?
Absolutely. I mean, the point is, why is the minister avoiding or just running away for this from discussions? You know, previously our position, you know, has been that these prices of cement, the increase of prices of cement, it is not done in a vacuum. It is not done just you wake up in the morning and you do it. It is as a result of a negative trend in the economy, which is perpetuating or, warranting such increases. And that is the issue. And like I said earlier time, what is happening now with cement prices is just because of the CD rapid and consistently depreciating of the CD against the foreign currencies.
I take it then that if you're consulted, since you say you haven't been, this is a legislation you oppose?
Absolutely. Because now that I've heard about this, it's something that will not work. Because knowing very well that, you know, cement prices increases really occur because of certain reasons. You're talking about production costs that actually result in prices, retail prices. So if the production cost, what really causes high production cost is not resolved, how do you regulate it?
Thank you very much. And that there is the CEO of the Chamber of Cement Manufacturers, Dr. Dawson Gamwa, there sharing his thoughts on the proposed legislative instrument that the Trade Minister attempted to put before the House today. I want to hear your thoughts on this particular matter. Send us your messages on WhatsApp 055-1111-997. And George Afe is joining me. Hello, George. This is an interesting one.
Interesting.
The minister tried with a directive. It did not work. Now he's gone to Parliament.
And I remember there was a committee that was put together, an industry committee that was put together to also engage these manufacturers. It appears there wasn't any progress on that one and has gotten to this extent. Some will say that in this era of economic management, do you want to go into price control? Because even it's more of a major setback. I mean, fix the underlying factors that are pushing or causing this, and you would have the prices of cement products go down. You don't need to intervene in the market.
Well, though,
if we believe in the argument of forces of demand and supply dictating the pace.
What do you have in the headline, George?
Well, Evans, bilateral creditors to review terms for Eurobond debt restructuring as they move to ensure that this is in line with fair treatment for all creditors and manufacturing. Daniel Lever, optimistic economy picking up strongly and positive impact on its operations. The Business News on Newsnight is brought to you by MTN Business. Welcome to the new world of business.
Hey, so as for you, every day you are just pressing your phone. Why? Are they paying you?
They are, Omar.
Eh?
The more I use my MTN, the more points I get. And I can use those points to get airtime, data, and even discounts at shops and restaurants.
Hey, so that is why all of you are always pressing your phones. And you won't tell us, so that way too we can enjoy some.
Oh, Omar.
There's always more to enjoy with MTN Rewards. Just keep talking, testing, and browsing all day, every day to collect your points and use it to redeem amazing offers and discounted freebies right away. There's so much available for you. So dial *550# and get your reward today. Let's go everywhere you go.
Son, we are so proud of you for setting up this hospital. I really love those hospital beds and waiting chairs. By the way, did you import them?
No, Dad, I didn't. I actually got them from Kindle Books and Stationery right here in Ghana.
Wow. We also bought our office supplies, safes, executive desks and chairs from Kingdom, and they gave us expert advice on how to set up our office.
Guys, that makes three of us. I also got our sofa and bedroom sets, plus our dining hall furniture for our new home from Kingdom.
Wow, Mom, that makes four of us. I usually get my stationery items from Kingdom. And my
teacher also mentioned that our classroom furniture was provided by Kingdom.
So there you have it. Whenever you're thinking about setting up an office or acquiring furniture for your home, etc., Kingdom Books and Stationery should be your first point of call. With over 40 years' experience in the industry, we stock and supply a wide variety of globally sourced office and home furniture, stationery and equipment. Visit our head office, Osu Akwaje, or our office near the Osu Stadium. We're also in Tema Community 1, opposite Olam SHS, Kumasi KNUSD Campus, UCC Cape Coast, and now at the Marina Mall, Airport City. Or call us 0302-764101, 764209, or 762792. Visit our website, www.kingdomgh.com.
We have a new leader in town, OBRNT. I'm off for. We don't want to see the brain. We need some baby. Maybe mama more charcoal for whiter teeth.
More charcoal.
Not only that, maybe mama lemon.
More lemon.
Zinc for fresher breath.
More zinc.
And fluoride for stronger teeth.
Introducing the new President Charcoal packed with more power with a combination of charcoal and lemon for naturally whiter teeth. Grab yours now. This advert is FDA approved.
What is football? I elevated Inter to the pinnacle of European football by winning the treble. I beat the unbeatable Barcelona with Real Madrid, breaking all records on the way. I filled the hearts of the Romanists with joy after winning their first European title. I am relentless. I am ambition. I am a winner. I am Jose Mourinho. I am football.com.
Place your bet now.
Hello, my name is Mami Ukia, an entrepreneur and a mother of two. My work keeps me busy most of the time and sometimes it takes me away from my family. But the safety and health of my family is very important to me. As a working mother, I cannot afford to take any chances when it comes to matters of health. That is why I signed up for a family healthcare plan from Equity Health Insurance. My family and I have access to over 700 hospitals, clinics, opticians, dentists, pharmacies and diagnostic centers across the length and breadth of Ghana. With Equity Health Insurance, I no longer have to worry about medical bills. Anytime a member of my family visits a hospital, Equity Health Insurance has got my family and I covered. What about you? Who has got you covered?
Call Equity Health Insurance on 050-660-7910 and talk to them about your family health needs now. Visit equityhealthinsurance.com for more information. Equity Health Insurance, here for you.
The luckiest, luck is everywhere, for everyone, yeah. The luckiest, luck is everywhere, for everyone, yeah.
Doctors,
nurses,
barbers,
drivers,
bouncers,
friends,
teachers,
bankers.
You could be the luckiest, you could be the luckiest.
Go.
The luckiest, luck is everywhere, for everyone, yeah. The luckiest, luck is everywhere, for everyone, yeah.
Doctors,
nurses,
barbers,
drivers,
bouncers,
friends,
teachers,
bankers. The luckiest,
you could be the luckiest.
Welcome back to Business on Newsnight. Now, bilateral creditors are set to review terms agreed for restructuring the Eurobond debt. Now, this was reviewed by the Official Creditor Committee after the commercial creditors announced the deal with government. Details in this report.
The move by the external creditors was to ensure that whatever terms that government has extended to Eurobond holders is the same as the bilateral creditors. This is to ensure that no one is shortchanged when it comes to this debt restructuring for external creditors. The Official Creditor Committee is the platform which brings together all bilateral countries. The committee in the coming days will be meeting to review the terms that Government of Ghana has extended to these commercial creditors. But for many, what could be the impact of this move by the Official Creditor Committee on the Eurobond deal going forward? That is, if the Official Creditor Committee also raises some concerns about the deal, could the process be scuttled or affected?
And that is a Business Dex report. Now, industries want to deal with the Eurobond holders to help turn around the dwindling fortunes of the Ghana city and use savings on critical sectors of the economy. Government last week reached agreement with the commercial creditors to restructure some $13.1 billion. Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam has already announced that the country could be saving $10 billion. Chana Makpelu is Greater Accra President of the Association of Ghana Industries.
With this particular activity, the hope is that the city is stabilized for some time, which is really what we need at this moment. But above that, we would like to see how the consistency of the stability, right? Because we are getting to December in a couple of months, and also we are going to have elections and Christmas and all of that. How sure are we that the city will continue? We can ensure that this activity would allow the city to be stabilized into at least the next 6 months or to the next 1 year. And our view is still the case that we believe that we have to increase in export. We have to ensure that the local industries are equipped, at least in immediate terms, to be able to export. And things like importation of poultry and all of these things that we can produce here should be seized with immediate effect. We need to rather bring in dollars, not take out dollars.
Chana Makpelu is the Greater Accra Regional President of the Association of Ghana Industries. Now, manufacturing giant Unilever Ghana has revealed that it remains fairly optimistic about the economy picking up strongly and the impact on its operations going forward. IMF, World Bank and several independent agencies have all projected about some exciting times for the economy. Chris Rufsiza is Managing Director in Unilever Ghana and has been responding to a question posed by Joy Business when the company took its turn at the Ghana Stock Exchange Facts Behind the Figures session program today.
I think for us as a business, we are here. We believe that the operating environment must be feasible for businesses to thrive. So we are very open and expectant on anything that opens up the market and makes the economy grow and puts money into consumers' pockets so that from our business point of view, we are able to deliver our mandate of delivering, of getting products and our brands into consumers' home at a price which they can afford. So yes, are we expectant? Yes, we are. We believe that it is good for everybody if the economy of Ghana is running in the right direction.
Managing Director of Unilever Ghana, Chris Rufsiza. Now, Zondertech Ghana has announced the commissioning of an automotive assembling plant in the country in August 2024. Now, this forms part of the company's resolve to support government's agenda of making Ghana an automotive hub. Chief Executive of the company, Young Yan, explained that the company continues to train hundreds of youth to offer technical services. He spoke to Joy Business on the launch of the GWM Tank 300 Luxurious Cars Countryside Vehicle and the GWM Power Pickup brands.
We already have a training center in Zonda. Every time we train 150 Ghanaians, like for the past 5 years. Zonda has been continuously training every year 4 times in Tema and in Kumasi for the drivers for free, the safe driving. So now, February of this month, our factory engineers has come to Ghana. We have been training Ghanaian engineers for over 3 months. Then they go back, they take our engineers back to China for training again. Now they're coming back to Ghana to do training again. So it's a continuous training for Ghanaians.
Young Young is the chief executive of Zonda Tech Ghana Limited. And that's all for business on the News Night. Back to you, Evans.
Thank you very much, George. We are still counting down to that game, which is just about starting between England and
Slovenia.
Slovenia, of course, coming up here on Newsnight. But I want to take it to Parliament brief because something happened today in Parliament that many have been talking about. I am talking about the announcement today that a man you know very well has decided that he went to Hajj and must be acknowledged as such. We'll bring you what happened in Parliament pretty shortly on that particular issue. Ms. Bao will also join us with the latest from the world of sports, particularly that game that we're all looking forward to. But before I tell you about the minister in question who was on the floor of Parliament talking about acknowledging that he indeed has returned from Hajj, the Majority Leader Alexander Afenyo-Markeng says the NDC minority in Parliament have shown that they are opposed to the proposed free SHS bill. The legislation is expected to codify the policy into law and tie all successive governments to its implementation. He's been addressing a news conference today.
We have heard the ranking member on education, the honorable member for Akachi North, strongly opposing the free SHS bill. Clearly, the NDC minority does not want to commit itself to free SHS. And the fact that we want to enact a law to make it mandatory, we have stated time with our number that those provisions in the Constitution that talk about free SHS are very aspirational. They are aspirational provisions. So the way to go is to enact a law to regulate the free SHS policy, which is currently in operation. The NDC is opposed to this, and they have spoken through their ranking member. We want them to tell Ghanaians whether free SHS is not their priority as a responsible opposition.
And that day is Alexander Afenyo-Markeng addressing a news conference earlier today, and we are counting down now to the Impact Makers Awards later today. Now, they are not your everyday politicians, business tycoons, or headline newsmakers. That's notwithstanding, in their small corners, they are sacrificing their meager resources to make life better for their community members. It is for this level of dedication to selfless passion for development and the hunger to cause change that Joy News introduced the Impact Makers Awards to recognize and celebrate efforts of such ordinary individuals. The Joy News Impact Makers Awards celebrates selfless individuals dedicated to community development. This year, you want to join us on Saturday. 10 nominees will be honored at the Accra International Conference Center, receiving plaques and cash prizes to expand their impactful projects. Among them is Samo Nana Bekai, who has transformed lives in the Upper East region of Ghana.
In the fact that children are the future leaders of tomorrow, and the children are the treasured ones. And Haven of Love is about young people who have come together because of the love of Christ, and we're making changes in our community. We may not have the financial resources, but we have the human resources. So we use our expertise. So we have doctors in our team, we have lawyers, we have teachers, we have a lot of other professions. People use their professions to make impact. So some of the projects we do are surgeries, health programs, screenings, vaccinations, drilling of boreholes, STEM projects, parental guidance, educational projects, climate change projects, planting of trees, environmental protection, and the likes. The Joy News Impact Makers Award. It will go a long way to open more doors for collaborations, for partnerships, for mentorship, so that we can be built to come back to the rural communities, which is our main focus area, and make more impact.
Well, Eunice Ejipond is an educationist, also a nominee.
I'm a teacher by profession. I was posted a year after service. I was posted to the community, which they have not started. Officially, the school wasn't open. So I went to speak to the assemblyman, and he informed me that, yes, there's no school. But due to the nature of the road, vehicles knocked the case here and there, so the town decided they want a school. So they have started constructing it, but it's not yet ready. So if we want to start, then we should start this academic year. That was what he said. I wasn't discouraged knowing there is no school, but rather I felt something must be done.
It's a great initiative that will inspire young people, that is the youth, to make impact in their communities. And I think it's a great initiative they are doing.
And you don't want to miss the grand finale. It is this Saturday. The Joy in Part Makers Awards is coming up on Saturday. They're going to be live here across our networks. And joining me is Ms. Bao. It has sports. And I'm looking at that game right behind you. And, I fear for Gareth Southgate if they play badly again. Mm. You know, the way they will slaughter him.
Yeah, he's going to be under real pressure for this game.